Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, the heat is on.
It's on the street.
No, actually, it's in my kitchen.
How was your day, Jim?
Well, it's shaping up well now because you just supplied me with this Guinness. Okay, so if you're new to the show, I'm Jim Lenihan.
I remain Patrick Foster.
And normally we talk about music, and we'll probably get into music a little bit. But one of the things, you know, we just want to talk about stuff going on in our lives, right? In our suburban, boring lives. What kind of stove do you have in your house?
It's four burners.
Four burners. Uh-huh. Are they gas or electric?
I don't know. It's hooked up
you
somehow.
You don't know?
No. When the power goes out, it still works.
That's probably gas.
Okay.
Then, right?
Yeah. Then that's what we have.
Although generally there's like an electric starter to ignite. I don't know, but
maybe I'm wrong. Yeah.
This is interesting to me that you don't know.
It's been here since we bought the house.
Okay.
It's a great stove.
So how many years are we talking?
We're talking many years. 75 years. It's been working that long. You have to light a match to get it going. Is that like your...
Oh, okay. So it's gas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. No. So here's the thing. We just got a new gas stove installed in our suburban home here in Northern Virginia.
Oh, okay. Why'd you get a new one? What happened to the old one?
So here's the deal. So we had an electric burner stove. We only bought the house about a year and a half ago.
I remember it's new. Yeah.
It has a, actually they call it a cooktop these days.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
Even a stove.
It's not
did
a
you
stove?
Know that?
No, I did not know that.
Cooktop. Yeah. Electric. And it was one of these like flat things where, you know, cause I remember as a kid, like electric stove had kind of like this coil
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And when it would
yes.
heat up, it would turn red.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Now it's like this flat, circles and they sort of like light up and it's kind of creepy. It feels like it's probably nuclear energy
yeah.
or something like that.
It's like a glass top.
Radiation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Glass. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we had that for a while. And then all of a sudden it just kind of died and it started making like popping sounds and crackling sounds. And to the point that it would like frighten you. It was kind of scary, kind of like in Elf where he's like frightened by the radiator, right? It's making very scary sounds, right?
Yeah.
It didn't sound good. It didn't sound like the...
Doesn't sound right.
Something that you should be turning on in your house for fear of, you know, imminent death. So we decided that we were going to replace it. My wife and I, we both preferred to have a gas stove. So we thought, here's the opportunity. But here's the thing. You obviously don't really understand the difference between the two.
Apparently I don't.
Yeah. But cooking with, I'm no expert chef or anything, but cooking with gas is better. That was actually a phrase back in like the 30s or something like that. I'm cooking with gas. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah, that's right. That was what it was. It's better because you have more control over the temperature,
that
right? Because
sense.
An electric either has to heat up or cool down
right.
and it's much slower
right.
to respond, whereas gas is instantaneous,
got
right?
It.
You can mm-hmm. immediately heat something up or turn it down. You have much more control. Chefs cook with gas.
You can do a medium high versus a medium low or
right.
something like
that. And if you need to change it, it just changes,
well,
right?
Similar to a propane grill where you got that fine right. control, whereas charcoal, man, that's a lot harder.
That's right. So stick with us, folks.
Where are you going with this? Yeah.
So anyway, we wanted to get a gas stove.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, well, if the electric stove is broken, we're not just going to replace it with another electric, even though that would be the cheaper option. We're going to go with the gas. So, of course, then we have to go shopping around for the gas stove, and we have to look at the different brands, and we end up with this Gen Air.
Mm-hmm.
You know Gen Air?
It sounds stable.
Sounds nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gen Air stove, but it ended up being like this like process because you can't just like put the stove in where an electric was and just to turn it on because it needs a gas line.
Yeah.
So listeners, we're going to have a music interlude here. Stick with us. We're going to come back and tell the story of how the gas stove got installed. Hey, Patrick, how do you get your podcasts?
I usually get them on my telephone.
Telephone, like somebody calls you?
That's right. I call the podcast hotline and subscribe to them that way.
Okay, so most people don't have a landline or a flip phone like you. Oh. They have a smartphone. And yeah. so they go to iTunes or Audioboom mm-hmm. and they can subscribe to the show.
Smart.
And that way they just automatically get the show on their phone.
Smartphone.
Right?
Yep.
And if you please would do that for Rock in the Suburbs, that would help us out immensely.
Immensely.
Yes. And then the other thing you can do, dear listeners, that would really help us out would be to rate and review the show. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you like it because you're listening to it. So you would give us a high rating. There's like up to 5 stars, but you should give us 6.
Yep.
And then review it where you actually like, you know, craft in your own words what you think of the show.
I write reviews really well when I'm having a grilled cheese sandwich. Right. So I'd recommend making a grilled cheese, reviewing the show. That's an evening.
All right. That sounds good. So do that. Take Patrick's advice. Do that.
Perfect.
Okay, and now we're back with the scintillating story.
Yeah, and people were on the edge of their seats.
So, fortunately, the gas stove, the new cooktop, as it were, fits into the old space. So that was good.
Perfect.
Right? Because right. you got those nice granite countertops. Yep. You don't have to, like, it goes in. But there's no gas line. You can't, like you said, you can't just turn it on.
So
right?
what do you do in that?
So then you have to have somebody come out and put and pull in the gas line. Now, fortunately, we actually have gas coming into the house. If we didn't have that, that would have been a
big problem.
That's right. Because we have a gas furnace.
Yeah.
So that's in the basement. And then they have to run the gas line up
from the basement okay.
into the kitchen.
So the furnace will now power also the stove.
Essentially, right.
Yes. Or the gas line that's coming into your home.
That's right.
I got that.
That's right.
Okay, now I'm getting clear on the concept.
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess what ends up happening with all this is it costs me a lot of money because there are many steps in this, and there was actually 3 steps. There was the installing the new quote unquote cooktop.
That's right.
There was the electrician who had to actually change the, even though it's gas, it still requires an electric hookup for the igniter.
Right. It's got an electric spark igniter, almost like a hot water heater.
That's right.
Right.
But it's like a different electric hookup than what was on the old electric cooktop. Don't ask me why. It has something to do with electrician things.
Mr. Linehan, you're going to need a 416 voltage. What we have in here now is 312. So that's going to cost you $180.
It's absolutely something like that. So it required some different electric hookup. So there was that. So there was the... And then the gas line. So all told, this cost me much more money than I would like to have spent.
Sounds like a lot of money.
But I do believe that when you replace something, you should replace it the way you want it. It's actually a...
is there some kind of moral coming up?
It's actually, you know, sort of a Mike Watt philosophy, which is fix it right, fix it once.
There it is.
Right?
Right.
That was what his dad taught him.
Yep.
Mike Watt from the Minutemen.
Remember that?
You know,
yeah.
Which was that whole idea of like, it's okay to spend the money if you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Then it lasts you a long time,
right? That's a much better investment than,
that's right.
than half-assing it and fixing it a couple more times.
That was our feeling, although, you know, I still had to swallow hard on the checks I was writing on this
right.
thing,
yeah.
right? But I will say that cooking with gas is the way to go.
All right.
Yeah.
And how's it cook? I mean,
it's
is
great.
Everything good?
It's yeah. great.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to make on the cooktop?
Well, no. So here's the funny thing. We're actually not that big of like, kind of like chefs in our house. I have to, you know, I cook, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't cook a lot of meat, but I cook meat for the kids mm-hmm. and they have that. Mm-hmm. And, I tend to burn things a lot. I'm kind of a burner, but the gas will help me with that because you can regulate it better. You can turn things down when it's getting too hot and it responds much more quickly.
I just like to burn pans. I'll put them on there with nothing in them and just let them burn because I love that acrid burning smell. It's great.
You love it?
Just love it. It's just fun, you know, when no one else is around.
The worst thing is when you set off the smoke detector, right?
Luckily, it's been many years. You know what I'm going to do, Jim, is I'm going to make this all better, and I'm going to play an incredible song that I think you want to hear and I want to hear.
Yeah, so here's the thing to the listeners. When we have these stupid little conversations about our lives, we want to somehow relate it to music, right? So I challenged Patrick. I said, bring me a song about my experience putting in the gas stove, and what'd you come up with?
Well, I think you're going to love this. All right. And I don't know if you've ever heard it before. So the band is called Eric's Trip. Does that ring a bell?
Nope.
Okay. So the record was recorded in 1993. It was actually on the Sub Pop label, weirdly enough. Yes. The first Canadian band to ever be on Sub Pop. And when you hear it, you'll understand why Patrick likes it. It's lo-fi. It's overly romantic. It's gorgeous. But it also says a little something about what we just talked about. Mr. Wonder. So the song is called Stove.
Yes.
Band is Eric's Trip. I wish you understood the way I felt about the stove. Kind of the opening line. But what I think is brilliant about the song, among many things, Jim, love the drum sound. Man, a record when the drum sound is pushed that high up in the mix, right? And you can hear everything and that cymbal just explodes across the whole record. Fantastic. But also, the female singer in Eric's Trip sings the entire first verse. Then there's a long sort of, not long, but there's a drum break there. And then the male voice sings the exact same lyrics about the same thing in the same key in the next part. And then it kind of fades out. I just think that's brilliant song construction. Plus, it's about a stove.
Yes. Thank you.
In our friend Peter's house, I wished you'd slow it down for me.
So I can listen to that now when I'm making the egg sandwich.
That's right. You got 2:53 to make some egg sandwiches.
Yeah, that's about the right time.
As long as you got the eggs mixed up, you're good to go.
Perfect. All right. Good.
Eric's Trip. Look it up. Great band from Canada. Made a few records, but the one that this one is pulled from is called Love Terra, and. Gosh, just a great record. They also made one called Forever Again. That was the next one they made on Sub Pop. Both incredible records. Lo-fi, beautiful, heartfelt. Kind of like Nick Drake meets Sebado. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah, very cool. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Absolutely.
So we're going to, every
and
once
I'm
in a while.
I'm glad the stove worked out.
Yeah. It's good now. It's good now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every once in a while, we're just going to talk about stuff that is in our lives, in our suburban existence.
New extension cord the other day. That was a trip.
All right. Good. So tune in for that. So listen to Rock in the Suburbs, not every once in a while, but
every day.
Every day. You can hear it on iTunes or Audio Boom. You can email us at suburbspod@gmail.com. And you can tell us about your own, you know, household projects.
Which I would love to hear.
Yeah, I absolutely would. Yeah. That'd be great. And you know, if you call and talk to us about it, maybe we'll put you on the show.
I think we should put you on the show. And if anyone knows how to do chair railing, I'd love to hear about that.
Oh, yeah, chair rails. Yeah. That's a big thing. You like wainscoting, too?
As far as I know.
Okay.
Rufus Wainscoting.
The way you call the show is 612-440-1984. You can do that.
Leave your audition tape on there.
You can also find us on the Twitter at Suburbs Pod or Facebook. Same thing, Suburbs Pod. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I remain Patrick Foster.
And we will talk to you later.